get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf and loving it 52 weeks a year, it's Tee to Green, the golf show, live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jay Ritchie with Jerry Butenhoff. Thanks for making Tee to Green part of your weekend, and happy holidays. December is here. Thanksgiving is come and gone. Christmas and the new year just around the corner. Exciting time, and we've got a good show for you today. It starts with Thomas Pagel from the United States Golf Association, which together with the R&A announced a rules change earlier this week, which turned the golfing world on its ear. Starting January 1st, 2016, that's about 3 years from now, if you use a long putter, a belly putter, or one of those broomstick-style putters, you can no longer anchor it to your body when you make a stroke. You can't tuck it to your chin, to your chest, or to your belly. It doesn't outlaw the long putters, no, but it will change the way a lot of golfers, both amateurs and pros, are putting. And Rule 14.1B is what it's called, with Thomas Pagel on the USGA on today on Tee to Green. Later in the hour, we'll put the focus on one of our favorite topics, women's golf, with one of our favorite guests, Pam Swenson, the CEO of the EWGA. That's the Executive Women's Golf Association. Pam is the boss, and we'll talk about the state of women's golf and what to look forward to in the coming year as far as women in the game are concerned. That's our lineup today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We invite you to check us out at our website, which is teetogreenradio.com. Head to our Facebook page while you're there and tell us you like it. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, teeing it up next with Thomas Pagel of the USGA as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Make this Christmas come to life with a fresh-cut Frazier Fir Christmas tree from Lowe's for only $19.98. Plus, take something home to put under the tree, like the 70-piece Cobalt Drill Driver Set for only $14.98, a savings of $25. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great offers before it's too late. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 11/28 through 12/3, while supplies last. See store for details.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
It's Tee to Green, this segment of the show, brought to you in part by Swan Law, a funeral director serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years, almost 101 years, of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, online, www.swan-law.com. Hello, welcome in. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with another edition of Tee to Green, the golf show. The Christmas decorations are up. Jerry, the big Christmas tree right in front of us here in the lobby in the clubhouse at the Broadmoor, looking very festive this morning, and you are too.
Oh, well, okay, thanks. There's no snow outside, though, and in fact, we could be golfing just about any day here. 20 degrees above average yesterday to open our December here in Colorado.
I know, I'm really getting the urge to go out, but I've been working the last few days and working in the afternoons, which is the best time to get out and play.
What kind of putter are you going to use if you go out and play this?
Well, I don't have a long putter. I don't have a belly putter. Never used one. Although at my size, a normal putter, if I lean over, it's almost a belly putter for me. But what Jerry's referring to is the big rule that, as we mentioned in the Open, it's turned the golfing world on its ear this week by the RNA and the USGA about the long putters. And we'll get to Thomas Pagel, our guest from the USGA, in just a moment. Later in the hour, Pam Swenson will be here. She's the executive director of the Women's Golf Association, and we'll focus on women's golf with Pam. But on to our first guest, making a return to visit from the United States Golf Association. Thomas Pagel is the Director of Rules and Competition with the USGA, and the USGA and the RNA this past Wednesday made an announcement that has been widely praised and widely criticized by those in the game of golf. I think if you take 1,000 golfers and ask them about the decision, you'd probably get 500 who think it's a great decision and 500 who think it's a lousy decision. And we're going to get into it a little bit with Thomas Pagel of the USGA, who's back with us on Tee to Green. Tom, are you there? Okay, well, we had him, we lost him. We'll see if we can get Thomas.
We're trying to reconnect there. Thomas Pagel. Yeah, interesting because, we knew that the USGA and the RNA were going to look at this at some point along the way. You're going to get both sides about people that think that, it's an advantage to some players. And then you're going to get the other side saying, well, if this brings more people into the game, and that's where a lot of the PGA people and that sort of stuff are looking at, because they're afraid you're going to turn some people away with this new rule. And
yeah.
We'll talk about all that here.
And I go back and forth on it myself. One time I look at it and I go, I'm good for them, good rule. And then I hear another argument. I go, well, maybe they should have thought it out a little more. I don't know. So Thomas Pagel from the USGA. Do we have Thomas now? Yeah, Tom, how are you? Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Oh, thought we had him. Yeah.
Okay,
we lost him. Lost him again. Okay, but anyway, like I said, I've been going back and forth for the last few days, and you turn on the golf channel or you pick up a golf golf magazine or newspaper, or you go online and read people's opinions. And like I said, if you had 1,000 people, I think it'd be pretty much split down the middle. You get half who agreed with the decision and half who disagreed with the decision. Now, the one thing we want to make clear is the ruling does not take effect. They'll have a 90-day period in which to get right. feedback.
It's still a proposal.
It's a proposal, although I think it's pretty much a done deal. And then it will take effect starting January 1st, 2016. So you've got some 3 years.
And the reason for the 2016 date is that the rule changes, whatever rule changes go into effect regarding golf, it's always a four-year deal. And so that you're, and for example, if you have a rules of golf, the latest edition of the rules of golf, which came out this year, you're good for the next 4 years, 2012 through 2015, yeah. And then the next quadrennial will start in 2016. And another thing that probably spiked this a little bit was the fact that three of the last five major champions have been won. By players that use a long or a belly putter of some sort, and that maybe have, you know, spurred the, you know, talk about this also.
And it doesn't outlaw the long putters or the belly putters. No. It just changes the way you can use them. Thomas Pagel from the USGA is standing by now. Thomas, thanks for joining us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry about the technical issues there.
Oh, that's okay. It's live radio, live broadcasting.
It happens.
These things happen all the time. It's been a crazy week back at Far Hills and Golf House, hasn't it?
It's been a busy week for us this week. A good week. Obviously, the announcement has drawn a lot of attention, but yeah, we're certainly keeping busy here.
So the USGA, together with the RNA, as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the ruling 14-1-B does not outlaw the long putters, but just changes the way they can be used in making the stroke. Can you go over in a nutshell what those changes are?
Yeah, and the first point you brought up is an excellent point. This is not a ban on any equipment. Any conforming equipment will still be able to use in the future. So if somebody has a preference for a long putter or a belly putter, they'll still be able to use that equipment. But what the rule says is that it's going to prohibit directly anchoring the club or creating an anchor point. So to summarize that, directly anchoring the club is what you think of with a belly putter or with a long putter. And what the rule says is the player can't intentionally hold the club or a gripping hand in contact with his body while making the stroke. So again, you really think of the belly putter or the long putter. And then we also have this concept of anchor point in there. And what that really means is that we're not going to allow for a player to circumvent the rule by anchoring a forearm against their body to create a stable point. And really, you need a visual. So if you paint a picture, think of a player using a long putter who has his gripping hand against his sternum. If he were to simply lift his gripping hand off of his chest, at that point, the gripping hand or the club is no longer anchored to his body, just his forearm, and the player can effectively achieve the same result. And so it's a very small percentage that will actually cover, but again, the intention of the concept of anchor point is just so a player can't circumvent the rule.
What is wrong with the concept of anchoring?
Well, you know, the review by the Rules of Golf Committee was really based on the recent upsurge and used at all levels. And it was a review of a stroke. What's the fundamental nature of a stroke? What's the fundamental essence of the stroke? The game's been around for 600 years, and for that 600 years, the fundamental nature has been you grip the club with two hands, and you swing the club. You control it throughout the entire swing. The club is free swinging. And we really just found that the concept of anchoring alters the challenge that's inherent to the game. It is inconsistent with that free swinging nature of a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people probably agree with what the USGA and the RNA decided, but a lot of people are also asking the question, why have you guys taken so long to make this decision?
Well, certainly anchoring, long putters, belly putters, they've been around for at least a couple of decades, and it's been a divisive argument for those two decades. There's passionate arguments on both sides. And it's something that we've talked about on multiple occasions with our partners at the RNA. But, you know, historically, if you looked at the use of long putters, you looked at the use of belly putters, they were really a stroke of last resort. Now we're no longer seeing that. We're actually seeing an upsurge, a growth in their use at all levels, whether it's the professional the amateur, the casual golfer, the elite amateur, all the way down to juniors. And that's what really spurred our recent review. And so, again, it's that the argument's been there for 20 years. It's been the recent upsurge, and not just the use, but we're also seeing an advocacy now where teaching professionals are introducing individuals to this stroke as potentially a more efficient way to putt. And when we look at the rules of golf, we're really looking to define the game moving into the future. And so, and that's part of our responsibility as a governing body. And so the thought was, moving into the future, we don't want this anchored stroke to potentially supplant a traditional putting stroke or a traditional stroke. And so that's why the rule, the proposed rule has been announced now.
Thomas, a lot of people are going to say, based on what you've just said, though, that it may turn some people away from entering the game of golf because they're not allowed to use this stroke. What's going to be your answer to those people?
Well, I guess a couple things. First, I want to emphasize again that this is not a ban on equipment. So if a player prefers that erect stance with a long putter, they'll still be able to do that. They're just not going to be able to anchor their club against their body. If somebody prefers a belly putter, they'll still be able to use it. They're just not going to be able to anchor the club against their body. So the creativity, the individual preference has remained in the game. And, I mean, certainly we understand that there's going to be some golfers who may have found solace in anchoring, in the last 15 years, and they're going to be frustrated by the proposed rule change. But we try not to be insensitive to that frustration, which is really why the rule as written is a very narrow ban, and it's specific to anchored strokes. Again, the clubs are still going to be used. Players are still going to be able to practice that individual preference, that creativity.
Thomas Pagel, he's the rules and competition guy with the United States Golf Association. He's going to stick around for the next segment with us as we continue to talk about Rule 14.1B, announced on Wednesday by the USGA and the RNA regarding the long broomstick and belly putters. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, this is Tee to Green, the Golf Show. Be right back.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do you do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the Sirius XM satellite radio dial, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Tee to Green welcoming the newest member of our radio family, Sports Talk 1080, the team in Orlando, Florida. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff at the five-star Broadmoor Resort, all decorated for the holiday season here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Later in the hour, Pam Swenson joins us, CEO of the Executive Women's Golf Association. Remaining on the line with us from the United States Golf Association, the rules and competition guy, Thomas Pagel. And we're talking about the rules announcement this past Wednesday from both the USGA and the RNA, which govern golf worldwide combined, regarding the use of the belly putters, the long putters, the broomstick-style putters, not outlawing them or banning them altogether, but just changing the way they are used. Thomas, you guys and the RNA both had to know and realize before the announcement was made that the reactions would be both pro and con. Has the feedback and the reaction that you've gotten so far been about what you expected it to be?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, again, as we talked about in the last segment, I mean, this has just been such a divisive topic. It's been hotly debated for the last 10, 20 years. And so this is one of those announcements where when we made it, we expected the feedback that we've received. You know, we've received a number of comments in support, but we've also heard a number of comments where people are just asking why. You know, why are you doing this? And, again, I think it goes back to just sort of the long-term best interest of the game. And we wouldn't have made this decision or made this proposal without keeping the long-term best interest of the game in mind. And we think that defining the game moving forward, defining the stroke moving forward is important, which is why we've made the proposal.
And, Thomas, at this point, it is a proposal. You're going to take about a 90-day period to go through more review. How is that going to work, and what exactly will you be looking at now in this next three-month period?
Well, and that's a great question, because this is really goes outside of our normal process with respect to the playing rules and the rules of golf. Typically, if we make a rules change, we don't announce it until the change is going to be made. But with this case, again, such a divisive topic, it's been debated so much. Both Mike Davis and Peter Dawson came out earlier in the year and said that each of our organizations were taking a fresh look at the subject, and that we would comment by the end of the year. And we wanted to hold to that, and so that's what Wednesday's announcement was. Now, the proposal, what that means is the executive committee of the USGA has not had a final approval of this proposal yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the next 90 days, listen to comments and feedback from all stakeholders in the game. And by stakeholders, I'm not just talking about the tour or the PGA or LPGA. We're talking about all the USGA members, the casual golfers out there. We want to hear people's comments, and we've set up a channel for them to do that at feedback@usga.org. So we'll monitor all those comments, and as we've said all week, we think we've thought this through. I mean, we've spent thousands and thousands of hours discussing this in the last year to make sure that we get the rule right. And we think we're there, but we also understand that maybe there's something we haven't thought of. And so we're open to feedback, and if there is something that indeed we haven't thought of, we can take it into consideration before final approval takes place in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Thomas, in hearing Mike Davis talk about this topic on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, the 90-day period, the three-month period, it sounds to me anyway like, yeah, it's a done deal. We're going to listen to what people say, but nothing's going to change our minds on the basic fundamental rule change that we made. We may, you know, take a look at a couple of other things, or the possibility also exists that we may move up the January 1st, 2016 deadline. Is that anything there, or is that just something I'm taking out of context.
Well, no, and that's I think what you said there is a summary of what Mike has said over the last few days. And first, I'll just say that this 90-day period, I mean, this is not smoke and mirrors. We are sincere in this. We think we've thought it through. But if there's something we haven't thought of, we certainly want to know, and we'll certainly take all those things into consideration. As far as potentially moving the date up, I think that has to be on the table as well. Our standard rules process would call for the rule not to be changed until the quadrennial, which would be January 1 of 2016. But if the feedback is such that we're hearing we should consider advancing that, then I think that that's something that we need to consider in our final proposal.
Let me ask you too about bifurcation, and I hate that word. It's just, I don't hate the concept so much. I just hate the word. It's just an ugly word. But bifurcation, meaning one set of rules for the pros, the guys on the PGA and the LPGA and all the professional players, and then another set of rules for the amateurs. Is there any possibility of maybe going in that direction?
Well, I will just start by saying that the USGA and the RNA are both steadfast in that we truly believe that one set of rules is in the best interest of the game. And there's multiple reasons for it. First, we can talk about the difficulties if you were to have two sets of rules. At what level do you limit the rules? So is it just the PGA Tour, or does it go down to the mini tours? I know a wonderful game we're able to play against all levels. So you have open events. So if you're at the U.S. Open, which set of rules are you going to use there? If you're at the Colorado Open, which set of rules are you going to use there? Collegiately, which set of rules are you going to use? Your elite amateurs. And then who makes those decisions? Is it the club professional? If we have two sets of rules, should we have three sets of rules? And then you start to bifurcate within the ranks of the amateurs. So it's just rife with challenges. Administratively, I think it'd be extremely difficult. But then if you step back and you look at the proposal that we announced on Wednesday, again, if you go back to the rationale, it's the fundamental nature of the golf stroke. It is controlling the club throughout. That is so fundamental to playing the game that if you were to try and bifurcate on that basis, you would essentially be playing two different games. And then if you open up the conversation for bifurcation, where does it stop? So, I think it's just rife with challenges. The USGA and RNA are steadfast that one set of rules is in the best interest of the game, and I don't think that we will consider that proposal in the near future.
Yeah, we all hope for that for sure. Thomas, I'd like you. I'm looking at a part of a press release that the PGA.com actually came out with, and they used Matt Kuchar as an example. Matt has used a putter that's sort of where the shaft, he doesn't really anchor it to his chin or his stomach, but the shaft rests against his forearm. That style, according to the PGA here, is going to be okay. Tell me if that's correct, and what's the difference there?
That is correct. That will be permitted under the rule. And if you think of Matt Kuchar, it's the hard forward press with the mid-length putter, so it's resting against his forearm. And as we reviewed the rule, again, our focus was to have a narrow prohibition. The strokes that were in question, we wanted to make sure that those would be prohibited while leaving a wide variety of options for players to still use. Now, if you look at a Kuchar, we really just view that as another way of gripping the club. We understand that there's a lot of individual preference, a lot of creativity in gripping the club, and we wanted to make sure that that remained. So the rule does have an exception that allows for contact with a forearm, and so the club or gripping hand can rest against the player's forearm, and that's just fine. If you think of a cross-handed grip, a left-handed low grip for a right-handed player, even with a standard length putter, his right hand comes in contact with his wrist or his forearm. So, again, it's just as we looked at all the strokes, we reviewed all the strokes, we felt comfortable that Kuchar, that hard forward press, there might be a little extra stability there, but really he's controlling the club throughout the swing. The club is still able to free swing. The challenge that's inherent to the game and to making the stroke is still there, and so that's why it'll be permitted under the rule.
Thomas, our last question. Our game has been losing golfers. There's been major efforts put out by the USGA, PGA, all parties concerned to get more people back into the game and keep them staying in the game. There's an argument that a rule like this may actually drive people away or cause them to play less golf. if they can't putt as well, they'll play fewer rounds. Was that a consideration in making this rule at all?
Well, first, just let me say that I think if you look at the game globally, it is growing in certain parts of the world. Certainly here in the U.S. and in parts of Europe where we're experiencing a recession, the game's in decline. But I think if you look historically, that recessions typically lead to a slight decline in participation in the game. But I would say that the USGA and RNA both would both say that the fact of a player can no longer anchor the club, we don't feel that that will have a great impact on somebody to play in the game. Again, the equipment is still there. They'll be able to use it. So it's a matter of lifting the hand off of their chest by an inch, and they'll still be able to use the same equipment, still be able to participate in the game. The real barriers to the game or the obstacles to the game are the time it takes to play, the cost to play the game, and both USGA and RNA are committed to seriously looking at those topics. We've started a number of reviews internally, and we want long-term sustainability, long-term health for the game, and we think that it's subjects like those that are really affecting the potential long-term health of the game and not simply anchoring the club against your body.
Okay, Thomas Pagels, United States Golf Association. Well said, and thanks for joining us. Happy holidays to you and yours and everyone at USGA for us.
Same to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thomas Pagel from the United States Golf Association. Pam Swenson, the Executive Women's Golf Association's CEO, standing by. We'll talk to her next as we continue from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Tee to Green, the Golf Show.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The show by golfers for golfers. Tee to Green, the golf show. This portion of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Online, www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, thank you for joining us today. Welcome in. We continue with our next guest, a return visit from Pam Swenson, from the CEO of the Executive Women's Golf Association, the EWGA, dedicated to enriching the lives of women through the game of golf. And we were happy to welcome Pam back to Tee to Green. Morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic.
Good.
How are
you? We're doing good, too. I see you survived the PGA Fall Expo in Las Vegas. Didn't lose too much money, did you?
No, that was my first time there for the expo. It was a fabulous experience.
You gave a presentation there. What was some of the, in a nutshell, what were some of the things you talked about?
Well, you know, we're all about growing the game of golf for women. And what we talked about, I actually did a presentation with one of my board members who heads up a golf research firm, and we did a little tongue-in-cheek kind of role-playing about when we go to the golf course, if I'm with a group of my girlfriends, what I experience, and if he's with a group of his buddies, what he experiences, and the difference in how much we glean from the conversations with the people that we're playing with, what we learn about them, and then the physical surroundings that we notice, because we want to make golf courses welcoming to women so they get the repeat business.
Now, when you go to a golf course now, say as opposed to, 2005 or so when the EWGA first got started, big difference, noticeable difference for women?
Yes. I mean, we're 21 years old, so when I go back in my memory bank, it's getting much, much better. And I think people realize that you don't have to do a lot of special things to attract women. There's just a level of expectation that you want things that are clean, you want to be welcomed, you want a nice variety on the menu, and you want to make sure that the course isn't too long so you can have a great time.
Yeah, that's been the big thing in recent years. The I don't know if you call it a complaint, but anyway, the charge that golf courses, not only for women, but for a lot of players, amateur players, weekend players, whatever you want to call them, golf course setups are just too long. It seems like the industry and the people who make these golf courses, the designers and architects, are finally starting to get that message.
Well, there's been a huge push over the last year for the program called Tee It Forward across the industry. And really, you know, I think all of us think we're a better golfer than we really are. And if you move forward to the next tee, then you might be able to get more birdies, maybe some eagles in there. And certainly for women, you can get a lot more pars. So, you know, and that speeds up the pace of play, which is a good thing because people complain about it taking too long. So if you do all these great things, then people have a more enjoyable experience. They play better. They remember that they played better, and they want to come back and have that same experience again. So it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Yeah, Pam, you're right about that. In fact, about a year or so ago, we had Barney Adams on, who is a big proponent of the Tee It Forward deal. I'm assuming that John Last was the guy that was on stage with you at Las Vegas, and just correct me if I'm wrong. Let's talk about this a little bit. I think a lot more golf facilities are addressing this because, you know, in the old days you had red, white, and blue. You had three teeing options. Now you have five or six in a lot of places. And a lot of people do think that I know they think they hit it longer than they really do. And the problem that some facilities have is that you've got that 180-yard carry, especially for some of the high handicap men off a tee, and they just can't get it over the junk, can they?
Right, no, it's too far. Too far, you know, and I work with not only with the EWGA, but we've aligned this past year with several other women's groups, the Ladies Links for Golf, GM Belgian Golf Course Design, and Golf for Cause, on a program called Rolling Out the Green Carpet for Women, where we actually go out and evaluate golf courses to see if they are indeed rolling out the green carpet and then giving them a designation, almost like the Zagat restaurant guide,
yeah.
You know, to say these courses are doing the right thing. Now, not everyone's going to be perfect, and we understand that. And the process isn't meant to be punitive. It's really meant to advise golf courses on how they can grow their revenue, really. If they do these things and roll out the welcome mat, they're going to get more business. And that's what it's all about, because we know the industry has been struggling.
And what sort of feedback have you gotten on that program?
Well, it's going pretty well. You know, we're just four little groups trying to get it rolling, and it's called the National Women's Golf Alliance. We just evaluated the PGA of America courses up in Port St. Lucie, and we're in the process of doing a very comprehensive report back to them, and it's all very, very positive, and it was a great experience, and we've got several courses that have raised their hand and say, yes, I want to be evaluated. So we launched it last year at the PGA show in Orlando, and we've, you know, got our momentum going, we've got our database going, and so now we're almost like, say, we're ready to evaluate now.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Pam, the way the golf fluctuation or stagnation to some degree in the business over this last decade or so, is there any reason why any golf facility or any group of people that really have anything to say about the game of golf wouldn't listen, or at least listen to any new proposals that anybody brings to them about, hey, here's what we need to do to get this thing going again?
No, I think everybody's really receptive. You know, the PGA of America is working really hard, you know, in player development and to come up with new programs, and they have that whole Connecting with Her initiative, which I'm very grateful for because that falls right into my wheelhouse. And just offering as much education, best practices. I mean, if people want to participate in Get Golf Ready, they should. I know in Colorado, you guys have been doing a fantastic job with that program and getting more golfers into the game, and we see that as a great bridge to introducing women to the EWGA.
Pam Swenson is our guest, the CEO of the EWGA, the Executive Women's Golf Association. Part of that is the EWGA Foundation. Tell us, Pam, about the foundation.
Well, it's small, it's new. We've had it for about 5 years, but our goal really is about enriching women's lives through golf. And one of the things we're very, very proud of is the money that we've raised for LPGA, USGA girls golf over the years, over $250,000. And we also have a scholarship program called Women on Par. And we are working really hard to get this endowed because this scholarship is for women who have had challenges in their lives. It's open to anybody, not EWGA members, the general public, and we've awarded 4 scholarships in our short history. And the stories that these women have about needing to get back into the workforce, you have to be over 30, they've had horrific life experiences, and when you get the thousands of applications that are coming in for one $1,000 scholarship, you just know you're doing the right thing, and there's so much need out there to provide education and tools for these women so that they can live independently and have a better life.
The foundation established in 2003, the EWGA itself over 20 years old now. Can you believe that time has gone by like it has?
I cannot. You know, we had our last annual conference in Vegas in April where we turned 21 officially. And now, you know, it's like, wow, we've been around for, you know, 21 years. And I have to say that I'm touched that we have provided great experiences to over 100,000 women who have been part of our organization during that time frame. And we're not going anywhere. We want to welcome as many women as we can into our organization.
Turning 21 in Vegas, that couldn't have been any fun.
You know what they say, what happens in Vegas.
Yeah.
I know. Yes.
Our next conference is actually going to be in Hilton Head Island. And that'll be in May of 2013, and we're calling it Empower 13.
There you go. All these terrible places you guys keep meeting in. It's just, well, speaking of 2013, ready to turn the calendar on another year, what are some of the major items on your agenda for the EWGA in the coming year?
Well, you know, it's a Solheim Cup year.
Yes.
So we're really excited about that. So we'll be.
And where's that this year?
Oh, I just can't imagine. It's in a state called Colorado, right?
We'll see you up there for sure.
We will have a very large contingent because 2 years ago we had over 300 women that went to Dublin. And I am very, very excited for Meg and her team. And I've already talked to Rosie Jones a little bit about it. She's bringing a group, and I think it's just going to be fantastic in August. Plus, it's a beautiful year, and, I mean, your venue is going to be spectacular. So that's one of our big items. We host our national championship. This year we had over 2,500 women across the association compete, and we expect those numbers to escalate even more. It was a record year for us. 15 local qualifiers, 120 local qualifiers at our chapters, then 15 semifinals, and then we culminate with the finals, and we'll be going out to the Wigwam in Arizona for the finals for that in the fall. And something else that we introduced a couple years ago is a match play. We call it the EWJ Cup, where there's teams of women that compete, and we'll have six regional qualifiers for that in 2013. And it's really fun because the chapters get together and plan their names of their teams and the strategy involved with who's playing who. And I think, you know, between the Solheim and the Ryder Cup experiences, our women love that feeling of team competition.
I think when you look at the EWGA and all groups that push women's golf and where the focus is on women's golf, you want to make sure that those who are in the game stay and have a good time, and at the same time bring new players, new people into the game. What are you seeing on those two fronts, Pam, as we head to 2013? Are you still making the kind of progress you want to see?
Well, I think there's always a opportunity to grow. And, you know, it's been kind of tough the last couple of years with the recession. But I think about when women join something or get involved, they want to have fun, they want to be around friends and or make friends and connections. And I know there's a pent-up demand out there for women to dip their toes into the water and try the game of golf. And I just want your listeners to know that we are here, we are welcoming, we have a great time, and I think that in these stress-related days, to be able to kind of pull the cork out of the bottle and just really have a good time and laugh at yourself and be able to be in a community where you're welcome and you can have a really good time. And even if it's for an hour or two a week, just that stress release says, oh, my God, I did something for me this week.
So you're going to Orlando, the PGA show in January. What's the big push going to be for you there?
Well, we always, you know, like to touch base with all the partners that support us throughout the year, and the Connecting with Her initiative will be a big one, and also the rolling out the green carpet. We'll be having meetings with a lot of people on that. It'll be here before we know it. I can't believe it's December 2nd already.
Yeah. Just a couple months away, yep.
If people want to find out more about the EWGA or get involved or sign up, how can they do it?
I would invite everyone to go to EWGA.com. And, you know, it's a great holiday gift, too, because you really don't need to give it in a box. It keeps on giving and giving and giving. EWGA.com.
Well, I'll tell you, Jerry, she doesn't miss a thing.
I'll tell you what, she's always ready for us, isn't she?
All right. Hey, Pam, hopefully we'll see you in Orlando. If not, we'll see you for sure for the Solheim Cup here in Colorado in August. Thanks for
Absolutely.
Being here.
Absolutely. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and yours as well. Pam Swenson, the CEO, the Executive Women's Golf Association, said it started.
She's always in a good mood, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she puts me in a good mood every time we talk to her as well. One of our favorite guests, Pam Swenson, with us today here on TD Green. Not done yet. Jerry's going to head out on tour when we come back right after this.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in six different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Talking golf here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Budenhoff, thank you for joining us. This time of year used to be known as the silly season. We had all those goofy tournaments going on. It's still to some extent, but not so much anymore because there's actually a few serious tournaments going on.
If you want to call them that. Remember last year when we were talking about Luke McDonald, how we were so impressed that he won both the PGA and the European Money Tours?
Luke Donald?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, apparently it's no big deal because now people are doing it all the time. Rory McIlroy accomplished that last week with his fifth win of the season at the Dubai Championship, the European Tour title. So Rory McIlroy this year beat Tiger by about $2 million on the PGA Tour, and he's leading at the Nedbank Challenge now. 99 millionaires on the PGA Tour.
Okay.
Davis Love, number 100 at 989,000.
Yeah, he's ready to go on.
These guys have it rough. I'm going to take a minute real quick and look at where the major tournaments are going to be next year. Of course, the Masters in Augusta, the U.S. Open at Marion in Pennsylvania next year. The British, and there's some kind of symmetry here, the British will be at Muirfield in Scotland, and then Muirfield Village will host the President's Cup next year.
That's
funny,
right?
How that worked out. Kind of nice, right? And then the PGA at Oak Hill in Rochester, New York. So a pretty good lineup for the majors again next year. And then during the FedEx Cup playoffs, the Barclays is going back to Liberty National in Jersey City next year. And I have to think that that course took a little bit of damage during the storm here.
Hurricane Sandy.
For sure, because it's right on the water there. So that could be a little bit, I'm sure they'll have some work to do there. And then next year's BMW going to a new venue also, Conway Farms in Lake Forest, Illinois.
Illinois, yes. Okay.
Before it comes to Colorado in 2014 at Cherry Hills.
At Cherry Hills. Very good. Hey, if you want to let the USGA know how you feel about their ruling regarding the long putters, go to the USGA website, and there's a link to a feedback page that you can let them know how you feel. We thank Thomas Pagel from the USGA for joining us on Tee to Green today. And also our thanks to Pam Swenson, the CEO of the Executive Women's Golf Association, EWGA.com, that website, as we look forward to big happenings in women's golf in the coming year. That's going to do it. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Thanks to Scott. Hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.